D, thanks for joining us again today, as always. And today's topic I thought was pretty good. Obviously, you got six guys who went to the Pro Bowl. I know that's a good thing. But also, I know you're all about the team, and that's a big thing. But talk about the idea of each player being an extension of each other and where that originated for you.
Well, where it originated was in 2001 for me, my first year coaching in the NFL with Steve Mariucci, and Bill Walsh had addressed the team. And it was one of the words they said, and it lit up like a light bulb on me. We're all an extension of one another. Any one of you could be counted on to win the game. And then from then, like what I think about for the Pro Bowl guys is iron sharpens iron and getting one another ready. So I tried to make the analogy. That's like with Alex Mack, that's the first guy he lines up with every day is Grady Jarrett. And how they battle, they do one-on-ones together. We do our competition periods. They go right against each other. Those are the battles that I love to see. It's Vic Beasley got it. Well, he has to battle against Ryan Schrader every day. That's iron sharpening iron. That means we're an extension of one another. So the way we use that with the team, for Matt to throw a deep ball to who,
right.
The protection has to be on point.
They
got to do their job.
Sure.
So that part the players have a real understanding of. And then we also know we're all an extension of each other in all three phases regarding the ball.
Oh, yeah.
You know, defensively, that's their total obligation to get it back for the offense.
Yeah.
For the offense, you know, taking care of the ball, keep attacking, knowing they're holding the ball for the team and for all of us. And then on teams, it's just split them up, the cover units, you know, the teams that are, return units, the same thing, just an extension of one another. And players, coaches, knowing we're all at our best for one another. And I'll bust my butt for you, and you'll do the same for me. So that's what it feels like for us.
As a head coach, you've been able to see it. In the last couple of weeks, the fans have been able to see it. Offense, defense playing, lights out. Has the team really embodied that each and every week, you believe, especially as of late?
And they have the accountability to one another.
Yeah.
And that's where the cool stuff happens when you have that peer-to-peer, brother-to-brother accountability.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I will not let you down. I will get this job done. You can count on me. And that's a powerful feeling.
I love it. All right, we got a big game versus Carolina. We need the big W. Let's go get it.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, D.